USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will speak at the United Nations today that Russia has violated the core tenets of the United Nations during his address to the General Assembly. Biden's speech will come as Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered partial military mobilization in a do-over effort to take Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
These are not the actions of a confident country. These are not acts of strength. Quite the opposite. And the United States, our allies and partners in the international community, will stand against these transparent efforts on the part of Russia and stand firmly with Ukraine and the Ukrainian people.
McDonald's Corporation has been ordered by a U.S. judge in Los Angeles, California, to defend against media entrepreneur Byron Allen's $10 billion lawsuit accusing the fast food chain of racial stereotyping by not buying advertising time with black-owned media. Germany, in an energy crisis, nationalized Uniper on Wednesday after an earlier multi-billion euro bailout failed to keep the gas importer afloat. The German government also said Vladimir Putin sent oil prices higher by announcing a partial Russian military mobilization. Easton Oliverson, who was put into a medically induced coma after falling from a bunk bed at the Little League World Series in August, has his family suing the Little League organization. The 12-year-old suffered a fractured skull and brain bleeding as a result of the August 15th fall in Williamsport. Country singer-songwriter Luke Bell, who disappeared last month and was found dead several days later in Tucson, Arizona, died of fentanyl poisoning. He was 32. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
It's tough times in the real estate business. The slowdown is a warning for the overall U.S. economy, with interest rates hitting 14-year highs and lending activity way down from the peaks of the past 2 years. Layoffs and shutdowns are happening. Real estate company Redfin has laid off 8% of its staff in recent weeks. And First Guarantee Mortgage Corporation has filed for Chapter 11. NASA is conducting a crucial fueling test of its Artemis 1 moon rocket this morning. Started about a couple hours ago, technicians began loading liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen propellants into the vehicle. Hurricane Fiona flowed through Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic at the start of the week, pounding the island with up to 30 inches of rain. That resulted in triggering overwhelming flooding, mudslides, and destruction. As of last hour, 1,091,000 homes are still without power. The director of Feeding Our Future, nonprofit, and 47 other people were charged Tuesday in what federal prosecutors say was a massive scheme to defraud the government of more than $250 million meant to feed needy children during the pandemic. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lugar.
These individuals believed that they could steal tens of millions of dollars from a federal child nutrition program by claiming to serve food to needy children when they were not.
Amy Bach, executive director, has pled not guilty. USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I love that. So I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.